Batman smells.
Happy Holidays podcast. What up?
It's beginning like Christmas. Soon the bells will toll.
Definitely doesn't look like Christmas here. It's like 42 degrees and fucking raining. It should be 25 degrees and snowing right now. It's crazy.
I know. I was actually, you know what? I was watching the world news tonight. They're talking about it's going to be like 50 degrees in Chicago on Christmas.
Crazy.
That, you know what that means? Unfortunately, that means that winter's just going to last till May. Moving later and later.
I'm more of a fan of like a little bit of white in the ground on Christmas, like a little scenery. You know, it's going to be a weird, going to be like a Miami Christmas around here.
But honestly, when was the last time it was actually like snowing on Christmas in Chicago? I feel like the snow didn't usually hit till, you know, I mean like mid-January. Then.
Yeah, I don't think we had any white last year, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure. But anyway, tis the season. Happy holidays to everybody.
Hey, a Merry Christmas to you. What you doing?
Hey, thanks, buddy. Yeah, Nick Gioffice is hosting Christmas Eve, so we'll be heading out there, and then we'll be Christmas Day. We'll be here. A lot of too many outsiders for my liking. This year, a lot of outsiders, a little too formal for my liking. But that's all right. How about you guys?
Well, I'm working every day. I think we got I don't know if there's anything going on tomorrow. Friday, I think we're going to Pochley's parents' house for dinner. And then Monday, we're hosting Christmas dinner. But I'm also covering like 5 or 6 different hospitals, so I won't be around. And then Tuesday, I think we're doing some dinner here too. And then finally, I'll be off on Wednesday for a few days. So I'll be a whole lot of not help. I'll just be showing up for dinner.
Very nice. Very nice.
All right. Do you want to redeem yourself and do another Jeopardy topic? I feel like people liked it, enjoyed it. Got some comments.
Sure. Well, yeah, maybe everybody except for the fast-forwarding master, Mitchell Patel.
But, did he even listen?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. Yeah, probably not. Hasn't he been out of the country? Isn't he in Cancun?
I just learned that he was in Cancun today, so I have no long idea how long he's been gone.
It's that big family trip. I think it's like there's like 20 to 30 Patels out there. It's a big Patel.
Oh, is that? Oh, geez, that's a big deal.
I think. I'm not sure. I think. And we'll have to confirm with Patel. But yeah, let's do it. Let's get some trivia going here.
Wow, that was really funny. Okay, so 3 categories to choose from. We'll do 1 category, all the topics. We got holiday songs, and I'm pretty sure most of it's going to be naming the artist.
Oh, God.
2023 wrap-up, so it's all big events that happened in 2023, and the controversial tone-deaf category of everything white.
Everything white.
So white is going to be in the answer somewhere. Like, you know.
White will be the answer. All right, let's go with everything white. Let's take a chance with everything white. We'll go a little controversial tonight.
All right, controversy. Woo, is okay. Ready. Oh, you want to? We'll start at 100, all right. One bad apple led to a coma for this domestic goddess.
I'll take everything white for 100, chick. No, I'm just kidding. can you repeat that question again?
Are you stalling? Are you Googling this? One bad apple led to a coma for this domestic goddess.
Oh, yeah, we know this one. Easy, dog. Snow White.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's right. Didn't have to look it up. No look up.
Very good. We're off to a hot start. We are off to a hot start here. for 200. A deliberate, untrue statement which does no harm.
A white lie.
Ooh, heating up. That's two in a row. You are heating up.
Oh, no, sorry. What is a white lie?
We're not that formal here. As long as the right answer is there, how you phrase it, it's all good. For 300, a fun gift-giving exchange.
Ooh. So, I mean, would that be? I've heard of like Black Christmas being like a nasty Christmas. A white Christmas?
You got white.
Well, obviously, I got white. Oh shit! I don't know. White
elephant.
Oh, white elephant. Yeah, that's from The Office. I remember that. Yeah, you fucker. Yeah. I mean, not that it's from The Office, but I remember hearing that in The Office when during one of the episodes.
Yes, yes. It's like Secret Santa, except for like, you know, everyone bring, you know, you have a group of people, everybody brings a gift, and then you randomly pick the order, and then, you know, I've only done it like a couple times, but I guess part of the fun, like, you know, part of the fun is like trying to figure out like, you know, you get something that's versatile that most people will like, do you get something like more individual for a couple people, or do you get like a completely gag gift that like no one wants and it keeps moving around? Like, it's a fun little event. All right. For 400, you ready?
Ready.
A store that initially only sold two colors.
Store that initially only sold two colors?
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a hint. One of those colors is white.
Yeah, no shit. So, I mean, I assume the other color is the other part of the name.
I need the name of the store.
I mean, black and white would be like the most common sense answer, but it sounds like it's too easy. But nothing else would make sense. I'm gonna have to go with black and white for 400 here.
I mean, those are the colors, but that's not the name of the store.
Oh, the name of the store. Oh, okay, hold on.
I already told you name the store. A store that initially only sold two colors. A store.
Oh God! This is the name of the and the name of the store includes white.
I'll give you another hint. The word black is also in the store name.
Man, I'm thinking, no, I can't. Black and white designs. I have no clue. What is it?
White House Black Market.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know. I don't know.
All right. This one was hard for the non-sports fan, for the casual, even the casual sports fan should get this. It shouldn't be too hard. So no pressure. I just put on you, okay? Famous football player, in quotations, defensive end, who played for the Eagles and the Packers.
Oh, Reggie White.
Yeah, hey, dude, four out of five.
Three out of five, but I will take it.
A three out of five? Okay, three out of five. I'd say you redeemed yourself.
There you go, folks. There you go. That was unrehearsed, by the way. That was not set up.
No setups here. It's everything's off the cuff. You never know what I'm going to bring to the table. That's the whole joy of this. That's why people tune in. What's going to happen? So, should we recap last week real quick? There's not really much to say.
Well, I mean, you know, we haven't really – obviously we haven't been on the air here since the results have taken place. I mean, it was Yeah, it was a big wild card weekend. It was definitely big. Obviously, just to, you know, quickly recap, Plotkin played me, and you know, thankfully my team had one of its best weeks of the season. We had high points for the week. By the way, is there still high points of the week payouts during the playoffs?
I believe so. I'll have to go back and check the bylaws to be sure, but I think so.
Yeah, no. So yeah, I was there. I mean, initially it was a tight matchup, and then the decision of Tyreek Hill not playing on Sunday obviously had a huge impact, as Tyreek Hill is obviously Plotkin's best player, and Plotkin's team just, you know, I mean, they just didn't really perform that great. But I mean, even if his Tyreek Hill would have played, I mean, I still think we would have taken care of business, scoring as high points as we did, thankfully. So yeah, big win. And even after not getting the bye, we got the big matchup, we got the Patel coming up. So, and then what do you have? Anything you have to say about the matchup? Anything you want to add to that?
It didn't matter if Tyreek played. You won by 70 fucking points. Tyreek wasn't going to score 70 fucking points. It didn't matter. Your team fucking dominated. And it's extremely impressive because you're starting the backup quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings as the only quarterback in this two-quarterback league, and you put up 176 fucking points. All right?
It's pretty wild. I think about that. It's pretty wild.
Like, let that sink in, okay? Two-quarterback league. You're playing a backup quarterback. And you scored 176 fucking points, okay? I had what was considered two of the top 10 quarterbacks in my lineup. And I don't think I broke 100 points. No, I didn't. Okay? I mean, you have, like, the three fantasy best quarterbacks on your team right now, which if you would have looked at this week one, you would have said
– running backs. You mean, yeah. Running backs, right? Yeah.
I said, oh, yeah, running backs. If you look at this on week one, you'd be like, your running backs are fucking terrible. But they're the three best running backs right now. Like, Rashad White is scoring a touchdown every single week. I think he only has, like, 15 rushing yards the entire season. But he's catching balls in the end zone every week. Kyren Williams is just a fucking monster. He just – every week he plays, he gets you 15, 20 points. And James Cook is the best running back behind McCaffrey over the past month. So you're catching fire with them. And then you have, you know, CeeDee Lamb, which has been a very consistent receiver over the past, like, 6, 7 weeks. And paired up with Justin Jefferson, who's, like, probably the least, you know, consistent player out of all of those, which is crazy to say based on where he was drafted. But he's just coming back from injury. And, you know, he made it through one game. And if he starts to take off too, I mean, it's scary.
We'll see. Well,
and like I said, you're doing this all with really no quarterback. Like, you know, the backup quarterbacks have really come to play for a lot of the teams this year, so it's very serviceable. But, like, it's unheard of.
Yeah, we'll see, man. It was a big win. We'll take it.
And then just quickly about Plotkin's team, like, he has solid players on his team. They just a lot of them just shat the bed this week, like. Bijan Robinson getting you minus points as, like, what's considered a top five running back going into the week. Like, it just that's literally a team killer. You cannot win a playoff matchup with that. And I feel for you because I started Bijan in my other guillotine league, and it, like, what the hell? Whatever is going on with the coaching staff there is just absurd. Like, how do you do that to your quote unquote best player? You know, having Garrett Wilson, you're just stuck with him, you know. He has great weeks and then he has duds, and it's not his fault. It's just a bad offense. You know, Brandon Ayuk, this is exactly why I would not trade for him, because this is what could happen. You know, he's putting up big numbers for, like, a long week stretch, but it was not sustainable. Like, he wasn't getting high volume. It was 4 or 5 targets, which turned into big gains and most likely a touchdown. But if you're not having a high volume, you can lay an egg like that. And that's exactly why I didn't want to trade for Ayuk. I thought it was more fantasy than reality with how his numbers were going. And yeah, that's really all I got to say. And yeah.
And then the other matchup, we had
We can just skip over that. What's there to say? It was fucking embarrassing.
Well, I mean, look, the DDs for life, I mean, got out to a hot start. And, I mean, the defense, obviously. I mean, when you win his defense, put up fucking 30 points. We all knew that. That was pretty much the end of it. And then Pittman and Moss getting hurt during the game didn't really help. And, yeah, I mean, you know, it was a good year. You put together a good year. And the downfall for your team, unfortunately, was what we thought was going to be your best keeper was Eckler, who just really stumbled down the stretch and just unfortunately just, you know, was hurt most of the year. But then Keenan Allen being hurt didn't help, and losing Herbert didn't help, because that's a huge part of that San Diego or Los Angeles offense. And yeah, man, it's all good. Jeff's team did its thing, and
yeah, I mean, Jeff's team was absurd. You know, I you look back at what I said about what the downfalls could have been for it, it was all wrong. You know, I was like, oh, the Lions are playing the Broncos; they won't be able to throw the ball. They threw the ball, and every player on his team from the Lions went absurd. And I'll cop to it. I was wrong about the trade that what he did, trading away Mahomes and Kelsey, yeah, keeping LaPorta, and you know, choosing Lamar Jackson over over Mahomes was the right move.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy to say, but right, it was 100% right. Like, LaPorta is a monster, and Kelsey is not putting up the points like he was, and Mahomes is fool's gold right now. Then he's getting away on name value, but he's not giving you 20, 25 points a game. He's giving you 15. So Rasa was playing chess the entire time. We were all playing checkers.
Yeah, no, I gotta agree with you on that. Yeah, I gotta give Rasa props. And we both criticized him for those deals and thought it was a little bit too excessive. And, you know, he got money back for doing it, and he's not spending it. He's gonna have more money next year. Not more, but I mean, he won't be at a deficit like I'm going to be. And he's got a great chance of winning the title still. So, yeah, it was a good move. And unfortunately, though, as bad as Kelsey's been, I guarantee you Kelsey will have his best week this week now that he's playing me. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. So. Which brings us, let's move on. Let's talk about this big divisional championship weekend now. We got the division championship. It's the kind of what the projections would have initially kind of had, you would assume, right?
Yeah. I mean, these were – you know, for the last quarter of the season, the four best teams that were consistently putting up points. So this is exactly what we expected. And yeah, we have to see how it plays out.
So let's start with Jeff and Mova dueling it out. And yeah, you know, I mean, obviously initial projections before yesterday did have Jeff to win pretty decisively, but you never know. Mova seems to have been pretty surprising at times. But the big thing that's killing Mova this week is the fact that CJ Stroud's going to be out, which is going to be tough for him. And of course, Jeff got off to an amazing start with Puka, who might be the rookie of the year now that CJ Stroud's been hurt these last few games. And yeah, man, I mean, Puka scoring, I believe, 30, what did he score? 25, 30 points?
30 points.
Yeah, I mean, just an amazing start for Jeff. And obviously, I mean, the way it's looking right now, I mean, I don't know. Medi's going to need some big performances, but I think Jeff pretty much is looking like a pretty solid favorite to get to the finals.
Yeah. Fortunate. Yeah, I think this match is probably already over. Big points. Beacon. And Diggs is in a slump. And you got Jared Goff instead of CJ Stroud. It's going to be hard to overcome. Jeff's got a lot of solid players that, there's not much more to say. And honestly, it looks like Jeff
I'll
makes
give you
it.
The fact...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No. I have something else to say. So you finish. You're talking about the matches. So go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the only thing that you can kind of say might be a saving grace is that McCaffrey has like his toughest match for the season against Baltimore. But, I mean, still, even with Puka putting up 30, I don't think that's going to be enough.
Yeah. I was saying, I feel like Jeff's already planning for his next matchup. If you saw the moves that he made earlier tonight, he's just picked up some quarterbacks. So I have a feeling he's – both you and Mietzel only have – well, you barely have one right now, and Mietzel has one. And a half.
Barely have one.
Yeah, you barely have one. And he, so I feel like he's already playing defense.
Who did he pick up?
Mason Rudolph and Taylor Heinicke.
He picked up both of them? Oh my God! Yep. Does he even have roster? He has roster space for that? That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, at this point, like,
this is, I know.
You know, you remember what we were talking about? How, like, you know, when Mehdi and Plotkin were on, are talking about like trading for depth and all that kind of stuff, and you and I were talking, and I was like, you don't need depth. I don't personally think you need depth at this point in the season. Like, you got your studs. If your studs get hurt, you're fucked. That's the bottom line. Yeah. Like, it's not, you know, you're not going to reproduce the production of one of your top tier players with some depth on there. It's just not going to be enough. So.
It depends who you have to drop, though, if that can help another team. But obviously, who we dropped can help anybody else. So, yeah.
I don't even know who. I can tell you who we dropped. Give me a second. Let's go. Let's see. I don't know. He must have had an open spot because he picked. Oh, maybe someone on his team we put on IR because he picked up Rudolph without dropping anybody and then dropped Jaden Reed to get Heinicke.
Is Mr. Trubisky getting benched again for like the 30th time in his career?
Yeah. Rudolph is starting this week.
Anyway, I don't think I'd want to play Mason Rudolph even if I had a chance to play.
No, you don't. I mean, the guy was behind Trubisky, so.
Let's move on to the other matchup. We got the Hyman Skokie Indians. Well, I must say, have been super competitive the last few years. And in the championship game last year, won a title not that long ago. I mean, he's been in the playoffs, I feel like, quite often. Got to give him some credit.
He knows how to draft. You know, he we all made fun of him. He picked like three players, and then
draft three players, and then go back and eat some food at the house.
I mean, if you pick the right three players, you know, props to you. Sometimes there's seasons like that. You know, having McCaffrey this year is an example. If you had LT in any of those years, like, it didn't matter who else was on your team. If you had people out there that were just putting up mild amount of points, and you have someone who gives you a huge, you know, advantage, sometimes all you need.
So Hyman, Skokie Indians going up against KG Money, Papa Smurf, big divisional championship. This one is going to be Tony tight. I mean, the original projection had me favored by, I think, about 6 points. And now it's you know, I mean, Kyron Williams did okay. 18 points is pretty good. You'll take that. But Cooper Kupp, only with a 7, kind of hurt us a little bit. But nonetheless, the projections now have Mito favorite to win by decimal points. So we'll see. I mean, I think it's going to be really close. Not having a good quarterback is going to hurt me. Obviously, he's got Josh Allen. But, I think that we both have great players. I mean, Mostert can have a huge game against the Cowboys' shitty run defense. That's going to be huge. But I think it'll be close. I need my backs to step up like they have been. Nick Mullins has to just be serviceable. And if we can just get something, and, you know, out of Justin Jefferson, hopefully. We'll see. I think we have some chance, but I'm a little worried about Waddle, especially if Tyreek Hill is not playing to his full potential, because he could have a huge game. And I think Mostert's going to fucking go off. That's my other biggest concern. But we'll see, man. It's going to be tight. Tony tight. I got to give it. If I were making a prediction, I would give me till the edge.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. I mean, this is gonna be a fun thing to kind of play out, because I think you guys are very evenly matched, I think he's got some players that have great matchups and some players that have some shitty matchups, and it's gonna kind of, you know, I think it might kind of like even it out. Waddle and Brown, I think, have really good matchups and could go off, like you said. I'm a little wary of Barkley.
Brown's due. I mean, think about Brown. He's been so bad the last few weeks. I mean, he's due for a huge game.
And they're playing the fucking Giants. Like, the Giants have a relative good defense, and Giants always play their NFC East rivals hard. But I just – even more reason why A.J. Brown could put up some points there. But Saquon against the Philly, I mean, I have Saquon in another league. Like, in a half-point PPR – it's hard for Saquon to really contribute again, and especially in a tough defense. He's put up some shitty numbers over the past few weeks. I think it's a bad matchup there, not a lot of points. Derrick Henry is really starting to peter out, unfortunately. We knew it was coming at some point. The guy's a beast, but he's not as dominant as you would expect. And so I think that kind of evens each other out. And, you know, you're off to, I mean, yeah, Cooper Kupp only getting you 8 points. Yeah, that, you know, you would have expected, you would have hoped for more, especially with Puka getting all that. But Kyron gets you through with 18. That's solid. You know, like the key is once again what it was last week for you. Like if your running backs go buck wild, you win. I think that's what it comes down to.
Yep. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be tight. Me too. My last appearance in a championship matchup was against Meatall. I forgot how many years ago it was, but in the end, he took me down. So we're trying to avenge that here.
Oh, dang. All right. Little revenge narrative. I'm just looking to see, like, you know, when you guys got players. Looks Monday, like, ooh, he's got a lot going.
Yeah. Well, he's got Kelsey.
He's got a lot going Monday.
Yeah, he's got a lot Monday. But I have Monday night, though. I got Monday night cover because I have Kittle. Even though Kittle's hasn't been great, but something to talk about, hopefully.
But he's got Barkley and A.J. Brown also going Monday. So, yeah, it's going to be a big thing Monday. And then it'll be interesting on Saturday, too, right off the bat. You know, you got Josh Allen and you got James Cook, you know.
Yeah.
One, maybe both could go off.
It's a huge matchup. It's a good matchup for both of them, man. Shitty defense on the other end.
Yep. Yep, it just, you know, it depends which way they want to go, how hard they're going to, you know, keep their foot on the gas. I think they are. I think they are a desperate team, and if they're clicking, they're going to keep it going. So I think any Buffalo player is capable of having a huge game this week. I think they're going to put up a lot of points. But it's going to be cool to watch it all play out because, like, you know, you have Saturday night with those two people, big times going, you know, you got a lot more going Sunday versus him, and then it's just all going to come down to Monday.
Yeah.
Nail biter.
It's going to be wild, man. It's going to be close. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Good luck to the Indians, and may the best man win.
All right. I got to just get one fantasy, like, bad beat complaint out of my system, all right? So I'm in another league, and the guy I'm playing started – Matt Stafford, Kyron Williams, and Puka.
Oh, God.
Now, that, you know, playing three players from the same team in a not, you know, an average team in the playoffs is a bonehead fucking move. You know? Because if for a Thursday night game, I mean, if the team is off, you have sunk everything. You know, you have to, you know, diversify your risk. It's a bonehead fucking move. But it worked out for this guy. And you know what reminded me of, you know, when, you know, like that first year we all went to Vegas and, you know, we got no money. So we're going to the poker tables where you have like a minimum or, you know, a max bet. I don't know, whatever it is, like whatever the max you could raise or whatever. And so we're sitting at the, I remember sitting at the table. And you get some fucking people with just buttloads of money. They're just fucking calling everything. Like, you know, you have like a 3-8, you know, off suit. And you're just calling it because you fucking can. And then you catch it on like the fucking river, you know? Like, you win because you're an idiot. Not because you deserve it. It's fucking annoying.
Yeah. I feel your pain, man. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Am I right or am I wrong in that assessment of playing the three players on the same team?
No, you're right. I mean, it depends who his other quarterback was. I mean, but, yeah, you definitely could. I mean, look, I played Puka in my other – I'm in the semifinals in my other league, and I had Puka, thankfully. But, I mean, I really had no option at receiver to play. I mean
– I have no problem – it's nothing problem playing Puka. It's the fact that you played three players from the same team on a Thursday night game. Like
– yeah. I understand.
You know, like, it's just like it could have gone the complete opposite. You know, like
and usually on Thursdays it does. Usually Thursday is always a sloppy game. Usually.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like a very risky move that you know, maybe I'm thinking going at it wrong. Maybe you need to be risky in order to win it all, and that's why I've only won once in our league. And I'm not, you know, not taking the risks or something. But I just feel like it was a very, you know.
Is it a 2 QB league?
No.
Oh, so he played Stafford probably over like a quarterback. Yeah, that's pretty risky then. I mean, I probably would have played Tyron Williams and maybe Puka and maybe not played Stafford and played somebody else. But, the Saints defense is actually not bad either. I mean, they have a pretty good defense.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do, man? People get lucky, you know. Like you said, it's like the fish that hang around and end up catching you, and then you're like, what the fuck are you doing in the hand? And blah, 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 you know.
Fucking hate that shit. All right, should we do some G League analysis?
G League.
G League.
Yeah, well, you know, the first week of this overall cumulative definitely went to Danny Boy. I initially had said that Rossett and Danny Boy were my favorites, and I think Danny Boy definitely achieved that, improved that thought. And yeah, I mean, I think he put up like around 134. His team definitely lit it up. His team's looking good. Deebo Samuel all of a sudden is like the hottest player in football.
Oh yeah.
And Jeff's team wasn't too far behind. And if you look at team name, I mean, that was a team Jeff thought was the favorite. Team name making a lot of questionable decisions. Leaving, I think team name left like over 70 points on the bench. And I don't know, just some weird plays that didn't really make sense to me. I thought some players I thought were better plays last week. So, yeah, I mean, right now the two Skokie heads are looking good, right? I mean, I know Degenerates looks pretty good too, but I think it's still pretty open. I think Danny Boy made a big statement. And I think as hot as Deebo is, I think Dan might be my new favorite here because a player like that can win you a championship. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, he's got Deebo and James Cook.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had Sam Laporta. So, like, he's got some players that are putting up. And he's got Jalen as his quarterback. Yeah, I mean, his team's looking like he's got a lot of the – players that are just really hot right now, and that's what you need to win it all. So I agree with that assessment for sure. You start on Ross's team. Ross has got McCaffrey, so you know that's a big advantage as well. And he's also got Trey McBride. Trey McBride's lighting it up from the tight end position as well. So that's a big gain there. He's also got Kelsey, which you know steady points there. So, yeah, I'll agree with that. And, you know, team name, yeah, I agree. I'm looking at his lineup. Yeah. He played Javonte Williams over
what was that? Javonte Williams? I mean, seriously? Against the Lions? In Detroit? I mean, so it's like – I mean, the Lions' pass defense isn't good. Their run defense is okay. Their pass defense sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, we talked about it last time. Like, I didn't think team was that good to begin with. I don't know why Ross put that number one. Like, he had Tyreek Hill. That was really the big thing going for Tyreek Hill and A.J. Brown. But Degenerates is off to a big time start right now with Kyren, you know, getting a decent game. Cooper Kupp doing okay. You know, he's got a sneaky good team. CeeDee Lamb, obviously, is the name that stands out. But Evan Engram has been, you know, quietly being a very productive tight end as well. He's got Rashee Rice, which has really come on and get you a nice floor. You know, he shares my pain with Bijan Robinson. He's starting him again. I would do that as well. So we'll see. But I agree. I think Myers is clearly the favorite with his team. And Rossett would be my second pick. So we'll see how it all plays out.
Nice. What about your G League? You're hanging around pretty solidly?
I'm glad you asked, because I'm gonna have you give me some advice on what to play, because I don't know. All right. So I'm gonna give you a lot of names because that's how lost I am. And you need to give big two running backs from the list. And then two flex positions. My receivers are, you know, set in stone. Chris Olave, who already played, and Deebo Samuel's my other receiver. But all this other stuff is up. All right?
Okay.
So have you picked two running backs from this list? Let's start with that. James Cook, Bijan, Joe Mixon, Montgomery, Aaron Jones, and Eckler.
Well, you're definitely going to go with James Cook.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously a no-brainer. I would probably...
Yeah.
I guess you got to throw Bijan back in there just because he was playing pretty well before this last game. And I don't know, but he really sucks sometimes. I don't like Montgomery because Minnesota's defense actually has been pretty decent at times.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave up a lot of points last week. But Montgomery, it's been more gives than Montgomery, I feel like. And yeah, I don't know. I don't like the other options. I guess I'll go with Bijan.
All right, that's who I have in. Okay, now we're going to pick two flex positions, okay?
So I have no confidence in that Bijan pick, no confidence.
I don't either. There's a lot. Everything is a big question mark. That's why I'm asking. All right, so still you have Joe to choose. Joe Mixon, Montgomery, Aaron Jones, Eckler, and then also Amari Cooper, DeAndre Hopkins, Garrett Wilson, Nico Collins. Any two from that long laundry list?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Nico Collins is going to be getting the ball from Dowdy McDowell over there. I don't know about that one. And yeah, it's a tough one. I would probably go just because of the – I mean, I just – I don't know if I like those running backs. I mean – I think Amari Cooper has some explosive value with this new Flacco connection. I think he can. It's risky as hell, but I think he. I'd probably go with him. And who was the other? Oh, I'd probably go with DeAndre Hopkins, only because Hopkins can take over a game at any given moment, and he's the type of player that can win you a league. I just don't like Montgomery. I don't know. I mean, but that's tough. I mean, I'm going with the two receivers because I feel like they have a higher ceiling than Montgomery does, and I just. I don't know. Aaron, I don't know about Aaron Jones. Who's Green Bay playing?
Green Bay is playing Carolina.
Yeah, after what Carolina did against Bijan last week, I mean, I don't want to play again running back against them. And I don't know how healthy Aaron Jones is. He's been too flaky this year. He seems to be – the last thing you want to do is play somebody that's going to get knocked out during the game. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Amari Cooper, and I'm going to go with the two receivers there, DeAndre Hopkins. Does that surprise you?
No. Because I chose – right now in my lineup, I have Amari Cooper in there. And let me go through my thought process.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest. I don't love any of it, but, you know, hey, you're still
– I know. It's crazy because – it's crazy because you go back like 6 weeks ago, you have all these players to choose from. You'd be like, ooh, which one's going to be better than the rest? Now it's all like, who's the worst? So Eckler is out. Because you don't know how much he's going to play. We don't know how good he is anymore, and we also know how much he's going to play because they're going to get slaughtered. And Montgomery, I said, is out as well because exactly what you – they've been strong against the run. Gibbs is being more much at risk. I was going to put Aaron Jones in initially because he's technically off the injury report. A.J. Dillon's questionable. Carolina isn't the best run defense, even though last week they were playing in the thing. But then I'm like – there's too much risk. I've come too far to put it all on to put someone in the lineup who haven't played once. So Hopkins I considered, but Will Levis isn't playing. It's probably going to be Tannehill. There's no upside there, unfortunately. Hopkins only scored touchdowns with Levis, so Hopkins out. Garrett Wilson I considered, but it's going to be Trevor Siemian. Once again, too much risk. No. Nico Collins, too much risk as well. So I've settled on Joe Mixon, actually. I'm going to have Joe Mixon and Amari Cooper, I think. I think that's what I've settled on as of right now.
Joe Mixon's, I was thinking about because Pittsburgh's defense has not been that good lately. And, like, And that team's kind of falling apart. And Mixon's been getting a ton of goal line carries lately, so that's a good decision. And I get that, but you got to be careful because, like I said, Hopkins can't go off. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, of course. But my thought process was Mixon. They're purposely throwing him the ball 3 to 4 times a game with screen plays. He's a goal line person. Hopkins 100% could go off. If it was Will Levis, I would lean more towards it. But if it's not Will Levis, I just don't see the upside there, unfortunately. So
yeah, my only concern with Mixon is that Steelers game could turn into one of those ugly divisional rivalry games where it's like a 10-10 game or like a 9-3 game or some crazy shit. So, but you never know. I mean, the Bengals are playing pretty well, so we'll see.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's not set in stone just yet. That's just what my most recent one is. So,
well, good luck to you. Best of luck to everybody in their playoff contention. And most of all, happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Love y'all. Have a good night.
Bye.